202-432, rock my number here on Love Fest Friday. Good morning.
Hey, Green.
Operator, yeah, good, fine.
Hey, talking about John Glenn coming down today. You know when they land, whatever, they'll probably take him off in a stretcher from being out in space on the waitness list?
Right, he could be a little weak in the knees, yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if the first comment he said was, I'm falling and I can't get up?
That would be kind of wacky. Or if he just thought they open the door and he keels over. And you see the crowd, you know how they do with the whole crowd of rescue people around him, just leaning over his prostrate form, passing the defibrillator back and forth. God, that would be hideous.
That'd be funny. That was the first comment, though.
That would be, if he's falling and can't get up?
Yep.
If he just says that as an ad lib, it would be even funnier still.
Exactly.
All right. Man. Thank you, sir.
Have a good weekend.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I mean, that's all we need. Mr. Glenn, how was your space ride?
I'm falling and I can't get up.
Amen. Remember that commercial? Hey, that's when you really gauge. When somebody comes into your house and puts a little ring, they usually put them by the toilet, in the kitchen, and in the bedroom. And when you're falling and you can't get up, you yank this ring, and the door comes off the hinges. And burly rescue people pull you either off the toilet, out of the tub, out of bed, from the kitchen floor. Stand you back up again, dust you off. How humiliating. I don't think I'm going to keep a ring there by my toilet bedroom. Keep a loaded magnum. Day comes, I fall and can't get up. It won't be an alarm going off. You'll just hear. Well, new apartment opened up at Caesar World. All right, because if the day comes, especially me, what with me being a known guy, rescue workers, you know, usually when you're falling and can't get up, it's some horrible thing. You're getting dressed in the morning and you're trying to hop into your pants and you lose your balance and crack your head on the stairs. Next thing you know, you're lying there, your pants around your ankles, you pull that emergency ring. Here they come, some whippersnappers. Hey, ain't that the Grinch? Look at him lying there in all his shriveled glory. Come on, Pop, we'll help you up. Oh, yeah. Far away from the bulky days when he was a Peter Pocket donut slamming daddy. Let's get him up. Come on. There you go. Out of way, old timer. No, that's not going to be me. Mm-mm. The first sign of geezery, that's it. I'm gonzo. I'll check out discreetly. I don't need Kevorkian, any of those people. No Wilson Bridge for me.
Thank God.
Well,
thank God.
If I did anything in the Wilson Bridge, I'd get 10 feet of line and tie it around my neck and just dangle there, swinging in the breeze. Wouldn't even have to close the bridge for me. Just wait till dark and cut me down. Yeah, big sign on me. Listen to classic rock, 94.1.
That's it.
That's advertising.
That's advertising.